Joey, we're getting set for the opening kickoff here as the Cougars deliver the ball to Illinois State, but that one is a nice classic out-of-bounds kick, which hopefully will get Illinois State some good field position to start the second half.
And the woes continue here for St. Xavier. It's just a play that you cannot have happen, a kickoff, which is arguably the easiest job in football. I have no words. It's just St. Xavier, nothing is going their way tonight.
Joey Dwyer, my color analyst, speechless, folks. And I'm a little bit excited, continuing excitement here on the campus of Illinois State as the season for the Redbirds is continuing to start on the right foot. We saw some good action in the first half from both Brady Davis and senior captain Jay Colby. Brady Davis, though, is back under center to start the second half here. It is a nice handoff to Redbird running back James Robinson, who finds some room there. Does not get the first down. It is probably, I believe, a second and four. Yes, it is second and four. I got lucky on that guess there, Joey. It is on the 41-yard line of Illinois State.
And you were talking in halftime about the three-headed monster they've got going on with Birch, Smith, and Robinson. We see Robinson starting the half, a nice six-yard gain right there. And so this running game seems to still be consistent coming out of the half.
Davis passes the ball to James Robinson, a good pass catcher for ISU. Get some more yards on that one, and that should be enough for the Redbird first down, but it is not as we thought it would be. It is a third and two on the 43-yard line. That was a gain of 2 yards by James Robinson. And, Joey, that was a bit of a scare there. We saw a Redbird player go off the field, you know, with the help of the training staff there. Good call by Illinois State's trainers getting him out there. But that was a close call there just now for a Cougar defender, but he got up on his own weight. Looked like he just got a little bit shaken on that last play.
Yeah, injuries are a part of life. Injuries are especially part of football. We just hope that everybody's okay.
Brady Davis gets a good pass to Braxton Haley past the 50-yard line and into St. Xavier territory. It is a first and 10 for the Redbirds. Once again, they've been noticed to that in the first half, getting consistent play offensively under their head coach and Brock Spackjo, who's no one new to this situation, leading, coming out of halftime and hoping to continue that as the Redbirds at 13-28 remaining in the third still lead 24-0 with a first and 10 right on the 50-yard line. Brady Davis communicating with his offensive lineman there, trying to get the right play out here. Brady Davis gets the snap. Spencer Snell doesn't drop that one. He gets it once again, and he's going to fall out of bounds right at about the 40-yard line, still in St. Xavier territory.
Well, that was an awesome play by Spencer Snell. It was a little bit of a rifle there from Brady Davis, and it goes off of Schnell's hands, bounces about 5 feet backwards, but he's able to stay with it, make the catch, shake a defender, and get the first down. We did see him hobbling, rather very quickly hobbling, off the field after that play. Might have tweaked something there in his left ankle, but it didn't look too serious. We are hopeful to see him back, as he's been a fixture in this Redbirds offense tonight.
James Robinson slips back out to the outside. Haley's open, and he gets the catch right past the 20-yard line and more for the first down right about near. That was a great play by Braxton Haley, Joey. We talked a lot last year. It was the Christian Gibbs show and Snell. Right now I think it's the Snell and Haley show, as it is a first down for the Redbirds once again on this drive to open the second half. Ball on the Cougar 15-yard line. So the Redbirds are right where they want to be here, Joey, leading 24-0. And close to adding another score to their total.
And this is another thing I love about Braxton Haley. He was able to come out of that slot position, get clearance in the middle, and catch a big play there from Brady Davis.
Brady Davis snaps the ball and gets it to James Robinson right near about the 10-yard line. It is still right in red zone territory for the Birds, as it's a second and six now with the ball on the 11-yard line. And the Redbirds, Joey, are giving, we thought it was the Xavier offense getting a run of their money from the Redbird defense, but I think it's the Redbird offense in the second half to start the you know, second half of their opener, the Birds' offense is giving this Xavier defense a run for its money now.
And the Xavier defense has been running on this drive a lot of very basic zone defenses, and Brady Davis is a very good quarterback and can pick those apart very easily.
And Brady Davis hands the ball off to James Robinson for a Redbird touchdown to open the second half right at 11:27 in the third quarter here. James Robinson, as he has before for his Illinois State faithful fans, still enjoying tonight's matchup. A touchdown for Illinois State. They now lead against the Xavier Cougars from up north in Illinois, 30-0 ISU. Joey, that is a beautiful, beautiful touchdown run by James Robinson.
And this offense keeps making quick work of the St. Xavier defense. That took them less than 4 minutes to trot down the field and score that touchdown. Incredible work by this offense coming into this game and really knowing what they're doing, knowing the reads they're going to see, knowing the zone defenses they're going to see, and they're just picking apart this defense right now.
And as the Redbirds get the extra point up and good, we will take a quick break here. Still 11:27 left in the third. The Redbirds now lead 31-0. You're listening to 103.3 WZND. Illinois State Redbird action continues on the offense, getting the fans fired up in and out after every drive, getting them excited for what the defense can show. The Redbirds lead, if you're just tuning in here. Pleasure to have you here with us here on 103.3 WZND. Will Farlow, Joey Dwyer, and Anthony Ferretti here, our stats reporter that gave us some good halftime analysis, helping us lead into Illinois State's first score of the second half as they lead the St. Xavier Cougars in the second meeting in school history between both these team college program football organizations. The Redbirds lead 31-0.